So let's broaden out and look at the overall Detroit bankruptcy and this fundamental issue. Does Detroit qualify for bankruptcy protection? That's the question Judge Stephen Rhodes of Federal Bankruptcy Court will have to decide later this fall. Monday was the last day for creditors, unions, and retirees to file their formal challenges to Detroit's eligibility for bankruptcy protection. Well, now that that deadline has come and gone, we wanted to get an idea who objected, why, and find out what happens next. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Cindy. Glad to be here.
Yes, good to have you on the program. Well, creditors, and there are others, saying that the city did not truly negotiate with them. What is that about?
Well, one of the requirements of Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy is that the city or the municipality is supposed to bargain in good faith with the various creditors to try to reach an agreement before actually filing for bankruptcy. And what a number of the groups who objected and individuals are saying is that Kevin Orr didn't truly do that. I've heard stories from several people and several groups saying essentially we were sort of herded into a room and given a PowerPoint presentation about this is what the city is offering, and there was never really any bargaining done whatsoever. So they're challenging Detroit's eligibility for bankruptcy on those grounds.
And their hope would be to...
Well, their hope would be that I think what would happen would be that the filing would be would not be deemed eligible, and then at that point they would sort of have, I think, go back and start bargaining again, and they would hope that that this time they would be able to, from their viewpoint, get a better deal than maybe what Kevin Orr was offering before he filed for bankruptcy.
Okay, and I saw somewhere about since 1954, only 29 of 62 municipal bankruptcies in the U.S. have been dismissed. So one might think that the odds are not in their favor.
Not in their favor. I mean, another one of the litmus test for being eligible for Chapter 9 is that the city truly has to be insolvent. In this case, that doesn't seem to be much in dispute, although some of the objections filed by some of the creditors did bring up that they thought the city wasn't truly insolvent. But in this case, Detroit clearly is financially strapped. I think the issue of the good faith bargaining and the issue of, which we haven't discussed yet, about the constitutional protections for pensions are probably going to be the bigger issues that are going to be discussed in court.
Do I get the sense that that second issue you brought up, the constitutional protection of pensions, that's really going to be really Pandora's box, if you will, once that's opened?
Absolutely. I really think so, because people all over the country are definitely looking closely at whether Detroit is going to be able to get out from under its pension obligations, and also sort of, you know, for legal scholars among us, this whole idea of whether going into bankruptcy court, federal law trumps the state constitution. So I think that is something that people are watching very, very closely, for sure.
Now, I'm sure the big players, the names that we've heard, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, some of these large groups certainly were there to file their objections. What about individuals, the folks who are just scared to death they're going to lose their pensions and they're going to wind up having to pay more for health care? Were there many of those individuals filing objections yesterday?
Well, there have been some individuals, retirees I know of, who objected, had already filed objections just on their own behalf, you know, obviously concerned about their pensions for the most part. I also ran into a group of people who are just everyday Detroiters who apparently received notices in the mail just this past week from the federal court saying, you know, as a resident or business owner in the city of Detroit, you are an interested party in this case and can file an objection. And some people were saying, well, we didn't have enough time, we didn't know about that. So they were sort of had like a pre-written formal objection that people were filing based on several different grounds, but one of them being that they didn't have enough time to know ahead of time to really prepare a real objection. But from what I understand, and I haven't gone through all of the court filings, but the unions and the retirees and the various individuals, and I think overall there are about 100 separate objections that came in, but the larger creditors, or at least I'm talking about bond insurers and banks, didn't so much challenge the eligibility at this point. Apparently, that's their challenge to what Kevin Orr is proposing is going to come later on down the line when he proposes a plan of adjustment, which is basically here's how the city's going to cut their debt. And at that point, that's probably when they're going to, you know, try and wrangle out a better deal for themselves.
So now that Judge Rhodes' objection deadline has passed, what comes next?
What comes next is there's going to be there's a couple deadlines coming up, a sort of flurry of discovery, you know, hearings and things that are going to have to happen. But the big next big date would be October 23rd, I believe, which is the date that Judge Rhodes has set for an eligibility trial, which is when all this is going to really get fought out in court and the eligibility issue will be decided. Now, it's important to remember that Judge Rhodes has also appointed a mediator here. So there's behind the scenes action going on in terms of, you know, the real nitty gritty of continuing negotiations is going on behind the scenes. And Judge Rhodes has made it pretty clear we want to keep our sessions in court confined to the the big legal issues.
And things are on, I guess, in terms of a legal pace, they're moving fairly quickly, aren't they?
From what I understand, from people who have, observed the, handful of bankruptcy cases, municipal bankruptcy cases that even come close to what Detroit is going through, that this is a pretty aggressive timeline and that they're moving pretty quickly. And the city, or the lawyers for the city, say they want to file their plan of adjustment by the end of the year, which is even earlier than the deadline the judge had set. So they clearly want to move really fast.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick checking in from Detroit with the latest on the bankruptcy issue. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.